And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa, right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, next to San Diego Landings and Point Loma, watching the boats go fishing here on a... Almost
trying, man.
Trying to come through on a sunny day. Great guest here, Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. We are learning so much from Nick. He has been on both sides of the sales as well as the fixing it parts of boats and putting together bait tanks and bait pumps and engines and the whole thing. Just learning trailers, the whole thing.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Yeah, tons of great info. Another full hour of it coming your way. Lots of great stuff. What a leg up, Nick, that had to give you, like, having such a big service background before the boat side of it now. Like, I mean, just knowing what power plants are available, good ideas, bad ideas, seeing the good, seeing the guys that wish they would have done another thing. I mean, that lends such a good hand when you're now outfitting somebody on their boat going forward.
Totally. The learning curve over the last 14, 15 years has been awesome on the service side, getting to do it all. You know, starting just bottom painting boats.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to do that anymore.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
You can just tell people to bottom paint.
Yeah. And then to go from that and to watch Kevin succeed in his business. And that was phenomenal to watch him deal with customers. And his customer following is, like, one of the best, I think. The Parker customer is the best.
Yeah.
And then to be now just fall right into it just feels natural, and really, I'm really happy about it.
Yeah.
That's right. You're the right guy for the job. And I mean, honestly, it's a leg up for your customers to have a guy that's so familiar with the product. I mean, you know all sides of it, how that boat is screwed and glued and put together and what the right power options. And, I mean, you get to see everything, the successes, the failures, the whole nine. Like, you're the right guy for the job. It just really, everything really worked out. Like,
yeah.
And like you said, Kevin built a family, and like, I'm one of those guys. Like, we need somebody to help carry, you know, help keep us going.
Totally. I just want to continue that. And then it all stems to, trickles down to, I got a couple cousins that work for me. The team's killer. Okay. Sales guy, Kyle Mays, is amazing. So we're all there just to, like, we just want to have people be happy, sell the boat, and have a good experience on the water.
That was always awesome. Kevin's attitude,
that's just
too.
It. Yeah, that's cool, what we're trying to do.
Follow it through, yeah. Yep. Good for you, guys.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we're having a great show, man. If you want to join us in this second hour, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Phones are packing up. We do have an open phone line right now if you want to get through. Again, 213-432-1090. Or text the show. Lots of texts coming through this morning. As always, I want to remind you that text option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download on your phone. It's a great way to listen to all the archive shows. If you missed a killer trailer tip or a bait pump question from Nick, or you just want to hear about your new Parker boat, you can listen to all the past shows on your drive home from work. It's a great way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup. Super easy. Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, whether you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever. Just search Let's Talk Hookup and everything will come through. And it's the only way that you can send in your text questions. As soon as you fire off the app, you'll see the text the show option be one of your first one of the first tabs available for you. And make sure that you include your contact info, because we need to get a hold of you if you win today's prize. And what a good one it is. We're giving away a gift certificate to Costa Del Mar sunglasses for $300. You're going to get the best glasses on the water, stoked on a brand new pair of Costas. Whatever you want, you punch the code in, it's coming right to you.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to give you a little hint here. We're flooded with texts this morning. A
lot of texts.
And if you want to have a chance to win those Costas, talk to Nick. 213-432-1090 would be your best shot to win those glasses.
No doubt, man.
Yeah, the best glasses around, for sure. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and talk to Captain Scott Sherman here. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Speaking Parker owners.
Yeah, I heard about Nick being down there, so I had to call in and extol the virtues of Parker boats, and was very disappointed to hear that they don't make the 2510 anymore. When did that happen?
I don't exactly know when, but it was I want to say I delivered the last one a year, a little over a year ago, maybe. to a gentleman, and that was kind of the last one that I think we even found it on the East Coast, or Kevin did. Yeah, so pretty recent.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I have the 2510, and I absolutely love that boat, and I think it's better than the 2520 myself, just because you don't have to step down into the cockpit area. You can turn around in the captain's chair and see the entire spread out back, and it keeps you pretty warm with a little isinglass over the front of it.
Yep, love hearing it. Love that boat. Yeah. You got a beautiful one.
Yeah, and they still make the 2310.
Nope.
No, they don't make.
Yeah, no walk-arounds.
No walk-arounds at all. Okay, yep. All right. Because that's what I used to have. And I liked it too. Yeah, I wonder why they. Maybe just the demand for them was less than the cabin models, right?
Correct. And their bread and butter is their center console market on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We sell probably the majority of the cabin boats other than Northwest, Northeast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then on the joystick steering, how old of a motor can you put that joystick steering on? Mine's 250, they're 200s, and they were 2016 motors.
Yes, you can do that on the 2016 200s. You probably have the older DEC control box, and you can change that out with a new one. So for you, it'd be a little bit more expensive on the front end, but yes, it's possible.
And that allows electronic steering.
Yeah,
bolt-on
electric steering, but you would need to update the the control box to get that all the features.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, they're amazing boats.
Yeah, I did say. You're a big halibut guy. Like, that's the first thing that came to my mind was being able to bounce ball for halibut. Like, you know, going slow enough becomes the problem. You know, one motor in gear instead of two, or put a chute out while you're just in gear and back and forth. And to be able to just dial it in as slow as a single mile an hour is, that would be really nice, man.
Yeah, it sounds pretty amazing, not to mention being able to steer from up top, you know, and look down at the paddies and get a better view and everything else. I think it's just it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You better call then, Nick.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
Hey, and then while I got you here, guys, I just wanted to give a little promotion. I'm on the board of Southwestern Anglers Committee here, and we've got our 53rd annual bottom fishing tournament coming up on May 13th, and I just wanted to get everybody the word out to everybody. It's a great tournament. It benefits Elder Help, which is a very good charity. There's cash awards and prizes and amazing raffles and live auctions and a fish taco dinner when we come back to the dock that we cook up all the fish that everybody caught that day and have a really, really nice event that raises money for an excellent, excellent charity. So I'm hoping to see Pete. I'm hoping to see you and Rick out there.
Sure. Go back. How many annual is this?
53rd annual bottom fishing tournament.
53 years running. That's awesome, man.
And we talk about it and promote it every year. I know, Rick, you fished in it.
A bunch of times.
Rock Hard Rick. I mean, you fish a rock fishing tournament.
It's a really fun that tournament is a lot more about the camaraderie and buds getting together and the big dinner afterwards. It's a really, really cool tournament. They really throw down. I mean, they do really good prizes, and there's a big, you know, there's good awards and big raffle, but it really is like it's way more of a camaraderie, high five with your buds, maybe have a cold one afterwards, than it is a beat your chest, look, I caught a bigger tuna than you did type of tournament. It's really, really fun one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's so much fun, and we have a separate division for the biggest wing cod, you know, where you win a custom rod that was made just for that event. And it's like you said, it's a lot of fun with a bunch of really good guys in the community. It's almost like going to one of your favorite shows and seeing all your friends, but they're there in a different setting, fishing together and having fun and shooting the breeze and getting a chance to win a few prizes and a few bragging rights when it comes to the catch. So it's a great tournament, and we just wanted to promote it.
It, to me, is the only tournament that has that same vibe as, like, the San Diego Bay Bass tournament that San Diego's put on. You know, it's that you're fishing in that way more because it's all the buds getting together and having a good time. And sure, I mean, it's a tournament and competitive, and there's good prize to be won, but that one's a lot more just because it's a really good time and your money's going to a good cause. It's a really fun tournament.
It's a great location. That's Southwestern Yacht Club, beautiful spot, and such a great group of people, too.
We do breakfast burritos in the morning and then the big fish fry in the afternoon, and it's just an amazing event, and I wanted to put the word out so more of the community can get involved in it and enjoy the tournament as much as I do.
Hey, Sherm, speaking of Sherm, did I hear rumor that you just turned the big 6-0?
Yeah, buddy, we're on the downhill slide for sure.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday, and congratulations for being on the right side.
And if we
looking at the right side of the grass is always a good thing after 60.
That's right.
Well, and lastly, if we do sign up for this tournament, you're going to share some good lane cod spots with us?
Right after the tournament, I'll be happy to.
All right, how does somebody get into that tournament, Jerm?
Go to the Southwestern Yacht Club website, southwesternyc.org. Go to Benefit on the Bay tab, and the registration form's right there. Or you can call me at 619-787-8419. That's my cell. I'll get you all set up.
That's cool.
Great. All right. Thanks, Jerm. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's jump into those phones. They're packing up. One open line, 213-432-1090.
Tim in Long Beach is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Anyways, Nick, I've always admired the 2320. My wife won't let me get one unless I'm able to put a Sea Keeper in it, though. Is a Sea Keeper able to fit in a 2320? And if so, what kind of sacrifices do I have to make for that?
Gosh, we got to get you the boat. Yes, they're not building the boats around Sea Keepers. I don't know, but I'm sure the conversation has been there. To do that, you're kind of cutting out deck and finding a place for it at that point, or you can kind of move those around now on either side of the boat, but they're pretty heavy, so on a 23-foot boat, you might list to one side. So you do have to do some serious modifications when you're starting the Sea Keeper. My guess
they've
is...
They've done them, though, in...
Oh, yeah, sure.
In 23s and 25s,
oh, we can
right?
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah.
I was going to say, Tim, you're talking to the wrong guy right now, or at least in terms of your wife, because, like, Nick will do it, you know?
Because it would be a Sea Keeper 1, right?
Yeah, the Sea Keeper 1, they've gotten so neat. That technology is just amazing, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. And you could find a place for it, but, again, on the Parkers, we're always looking for more storage, and you're going to take up that spot for it. So it's hard to say where you're going to put that, but...
It's a good sacrifice, though. Well, put the Sea Keeper in and take up the storage and put the stuff on the deck.
Where I've seen it in a 25 that I thought was impressive was, I mean, basically, in the entryway walking through, they basically cut out and down. So, like, I don't want to call it a step, but like the landing through the door like just extends farther into the gap. So you take like a full step in, and then they built their own step down behind it. So like instead of you walking in and like immediately stepping into the cabin, it was like you walked in another foot and then it stepped down, and they built a perfect box. And it looked 100% factory, but then it had a Sea Keeper in it. You know, like everything is doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neat idea. I like that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a cheap install, but
no,
it's doable. It's
doable.
But your boat doesn't roll anymore. And what price tag can you put on that? Like that doesn't exist.
I have a Sea Keeper. It's priceless.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Totally.
It's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah. It's an awesome piece of equipment.
And you're going to have that boat for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Especially if it keeps the wife happy.
Yeah.
Then it'll get a 25.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from James. He's in the 805 area code. And he says, hey, can you go over the boat hull construction, glass over plywood? How are Parkers constructed?
Yeah, pretty much like that. They got a mold, fiberglass, and they do still use marine ply, and they cut it out on a CNC machine, lay it in the boat, and then it's manually fiberglassed in, which is pretty amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Like the amount of man hours that go into a boat is really impressive.
Yeah.
And to get a chance to go to the factory is something unique to watch. You see a roll of cloth, fiberglass, and then you see the end result as a boat.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's something really special about that when you're watching all these guys that up. It's amazing. I believe with the new 29s and 26s, they're probably moving away from wood and going with fiberglass stringers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an efficiency thing to get more boats out the door. I think they can build them quicker. So eventually I think we're going to move away from some of the wood, not to say that it was a problem. It's same structure and reliability as where they're going.
And the wood gives strength, right?
Strength. It quiets down the boat. And apparently the new technology that the Correct Craft Company is implementing is the same.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. no issue. Like, whenever you think about wood on a boat, you think, okay, rot. No issues with that.
No, I mean, there's so much fiberglass on these things.
Yeah.
That there's no way it penetrates in there.
Yeah.
Unless you have some catastrophic thing go on.
Yeah, unless something went wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the way you can tell that is, like, you can look at a Parker that's 20 years old, mm-hmm. and it's still fishing right next to one that rolled off the assembly line yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. The construction's, you know, the same.
The thing that fails on these older boats now that are 20, 25, 30 years old is the aluminum fuel tank. And we cut the deck out to put a new fuel tank in. The deck is still brand new.
Solid.
Yeah. You put it right back in.
Yeah. That's rad. Yeah, that's so rad.
Pretty amazing.
How do you do that? How do you cut the deck out and then just glass it right back in?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You make like an angle cut on it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, cut it out straight. And we know the schematic of where that tank's laid in there, and so you can kind of accurately cut that out.
Wow.
And then lay the top back on.
And that's pretty much so how long will a tank last then?
That's really hard to say. With bait tanks on top of the tanks now, you have a pie hole below the bait tank, and if you're not looking at that every year, it's dripping, and you could have corrosion on the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic, and then they're laid in, and if you're not, I like to pull hatches out of the deck of the boat in storage so it can air out. That's always a good idea.
Oh, good tip.
But length on the fuel tank, I've heard 20 years. I'm not sure I know the answer or anybody really knows the answer. It's based on use, I would imagine.
Sure.
So.
And whether you have a big tank and whether it's dripping.
All that goes
all that
in
stuff.
There.
Yeah. All that factors. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, well, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, those tuna burgers, and the Poke Kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or go online to fishermansprocessing.com. Please be sure to make those processing reservations. I mean, right now. For now, for the summer, for all the time, it is busy. We talked about it so much yesterday, having Captain Tim in here. 619-255-3128 needs to be your first phone call as soon as you book your fishing trip.
Yep.
All right, let's find out what's going on. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hi, Pete. Hey, Nick. Thank you very, very much, Nick, for making my motor run. Todd Manson's like, we need to take it to Nick. Oh, my gosh. Pete, this mechanic came down to the harbor and told me the motor will never run again. Might as well throw it away. It runs better right now than it's ever run before. Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you, man. That is unbelievable. You are the man. You are. There is no. And Kevin and Lynn and I, we used to fish together. We had so much fun back in the day. Gosh, we had a good time.
Love it.
But unbelievable. I just can't give you enough accolades. I was throwing my motor away, Pete. It was devastating. Todd goes, wait a minute. Let's take it to Nick. All right. So the fishing, as far as fishing goes, gang, it's like getting ready. It's a powder keg waiting to go off, like Mark used to say. Look at what's going on down at the Coronados. There's fish there. We just need some weather. Out at the outer islands, Catalinas, Clemente, and Santa Barbara all have fish at it, all have yellows, all have sea bass. The problem is we just, you know, this little bit of weather. But like Pete said a few minutes ago, I think next week, we're going to round the corner, and just in time for April, it's going to be insane. It should be pretty dang good with the amount of fish, the amount of bait, the difference in the water moving around. And I talked to Jack Webster again yesterday, Pete. You might have it this year. You may just have hit it on the head. It might happen.
That'd be cool. You mean the A word? I mean, I'm predicting it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know, and one day you're going to be right. And Jack Webster said it might be this year, just like Tim was saying. The amount of water that moved around out there this year is just astronomical. We haven't seen it in a very, very long time.
Tim was talking yesterday about catching bluefin and albacore mixed together. I have no issues with that. Do you?
Yeah, just fine with that.
No, no, no. I just don't want to be on my anchovy rod when the 400-pound bluefin eats my anchovy.
It could happen, man. It could happen.
Exactly, exactly. They're probably going to eat albacore.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Dave, I want to congratulate you on your new app. I downloaded it yesterday, and it's great.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for mentioning it. Isn't that clean? So good.
Super clean.
So nice. It works. Yeah, that's pretty spectacular, right?
Yeah.
That's a big commitment to my
you gotta be a
people.
Member, right?
Right, exactly. But you can download the app. There's like 5 videos you can watch for free on there. And then if it looks like it makes sense, jump in. If it doesn't make sense, don't jump in. It's pretty simple.
No, well done.
Thank you for mentioning it, though, Pete. I appreciate that. Your saltwater guide.
Yeah, cool.
On all, on every app store, Play Store, everything. I made a commitment to my clients. You know what it costs to build an app, so
yeah.
I made a huge commitment to all of my members. Big commitment, so.
All right.
Thank you guys very, very much, and I hope that the weather straightens out like Pete's thinking it's going to after this Wednesday thing, and we're all going to get to go fishing.
I like it.
It's going to be awesome.
Of course, fishdope.com, Jeff and Danny and all the boys there, going to keep you up to date about what's going on out there. We got the cod opener in 3 weeks, a whole thing. Lots going to happen here. You got to be a member of fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase. No space. Hook up now is your $20 code. I'm going to bet they're a day at the docks next Sunday, wouldn't you think?
I would bet
so. Yeah, I would think. Yeah, Fish Dope and the BD Outdoors guys. $20 off a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. And Dave, how do we find you?
Dave, I'm on all social media. Your Saltwater Guide. I'm hard to not see. It's almost impossible to not see me. And I'm at the airport here in Tijuana, Pete. I can't wait to get back down to Cabo. I came up yesterday to sign some papers, and I'm leaving today. And my wife said it's 85 in the house right now. She actually turned the air on. So I'll see you guys later.
All right. Have fun. Safe travels, Dave, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
That's fun. Hey, I want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, they've got you covered there, too. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu makes the absolute best with a wide assortment of styles and sizes. You can see them all at your local dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com. And I know there's going to be some good opportunities at Day at the Docks. I know Fisherman's Landing is going to have them on sale. I'm sure there will be a lot of other vendors as well.
Okay.
So, yeah,
is it buy two, get one free?
Not buy two, get one free. Just discount from the normal price.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a great opportunity to buy Gamakatsu at a killer deal.
Yeah, for sure. And whether it be the split rings, the swivels, the hooks,
everything. Yep. Yeah, all going to be on sale.
And I'll bet Gamakatsu will have that special incentive when you buy two, like they did at the last show.
That was a great deal. They were giving away that G-Box.
Yeah, the G-Box. And also, check out their new knives. Those are cool.
Really?
Did you see those, Nick? They were pretty close to where you were, but those new knives amazing. The Gamakatsu knives.
Go that out.
Yeah. Made by Gerber. But they're all
right.
Really
no kidding. Okay,
really
cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, we had a great text come through. This was going back to the trailer discussion. Hey, guys. Loving the show. So much great information with Nick. I've got a boat trailer question. Is it possible that I can tow my boat with a fifth wheel or gooseneck style design? That's from Brett in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I've seen gooseneck fifth wheel trailers before. More of on larger trucks that are bringing out like two boats. They'll stack them and do that. It's not typically common for your average user. So,
doable, but probably not practical.
Yeah, that's more of like a trucking company for heavy loads or two boat loads kind of thing, but not your average user, no.
Yeah, there you go.
And maybe maneuverability with a real long boat. You see, starting to see some of those, crazy center consoles being 33 and 36 and 39 and all those things. You're moving something around like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But doable if you needed.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, 213-432-1090, one line open. You want to talk to the guys here and talk to Nick and have a chance to win those Costas, there's your shot. Let's jump into the phone.
Alex from San Carlos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, my dad and I, we've been kind of looking at buying a Ponga Hall, doing this bare bones, and we do want to build it up. Eventually, but I was just trying to figure out what would be the right process for, adding a bilge and putting in a bait tank, and where should I even put the bait tank? What do you think the best process is for something like that?
For a Ponga, you probably have a lot of opportunity to run all kinds of things. It's just going to be, where do you run it? Do they have, locations of pipes where you can run this kind of plumbing on that Ponga that you're looking at?
Oh, the thing is, bare bones, it doesn't even have, it still has like the whole, like the deck's like a V still. So,
yeah, then
it's
going to be really easy to run all that stuff. It's just, where do you put it above deck? Because it's going to be exposed. So you're going to have to find a way to route that from the console to the stern. You can even put a bilge pump or a bait pump on the transom of the boat and just run a hose over the splash well into a tank. There's all kinds of opportunity on pongas.
You know, might also look into suspension seats for that ponga, too.
Yep, Suspension's a great company.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, there's you. I mean, it just takes money. Just whatever you want to do.
Yeah, ponga's super easy setup. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the hull. If there's nothing in, truly in it, you can just run that stuff wherever you want.
Yeah.
It's just going to be above deck, so you're going to be stepping on it. You got to find a place for it.
Yeah, versus everything on a Parker is underneath.
Yeah, everything like that has a true deck and bilge area where we're running all that stuff below deck. Ponga doesn't have that.
Doesn't have that, yeah. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, great text from Mike in Oceanside. I just want to comment on Parker construction and quality. I have a 1992 SE Parker skiff. I have opened up the deck to replace the fuel tank. Amazingly, inside fiberglass and all the stringers were like new. That stuff is built well, and it's a great boat.
That's super good to hear. That's awesome.
Good text.
Huh? Right?
Well, I had one. Let's see. This is from Ralph in Menifee. He says, hey, good morning, everybody. Nick, I see that beautiful 2320 sitting on your website. I was hoping you could go over some of the things with your extensive service background. What are some of the things mechanically and cosmetically that someone should pay particular attention to when considering buying a used Parker boat? That's from Ralph in Menifee.
Yeah, used stuff is fun to find. You have to wonder about how old it is. If you're going back to the early 2000s, be careful of some engines. You can call me and we can talk about what those would be. So you have to be careful of that. And then you're looking at hours of the motor. So I would definitely recommend an engine survey. Wherever you are, you're probably near a Yamaha outboard dealership. They can do compression leak downs, an overall survey on that. Take a computer download if it's, you know, 2002 V6 and newer. You should definitely get that checked out before you buy anything. I would definitely go.
That's money so well spent, you know. And if you even if you spend that money and it tells you not to buy it, you saved yourself.
Oh yeah,
so much.
So I'm pretty good at ruining used boat deals just by finding things and trying to guide customers. Like, you want to have a good experience. There's a lot of bad experiences out there.
You don't want to buy somebody else's problem.
Please don't.
Yeah.
And we can try to guide you in the right
way.
So
so you'll do surveys at West Coast Marine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what about used boats? You sell used boats and you have a great website, westcoastmarine.com, that lists kind of everything new and used, right?
Yeah, westcoastmarine.com needs a facelift, but that's one of my projects.
Uh-huh.
But yes, we can do used boats. They are a little bit harder to find, so people are selling boats on their own now and getting a good value for those, which is great. But you can still find them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you buy a used boat, again, take it to Nick and get the survey.
Get the engine survey, and then there's hull surveyors all around. I can guide you in that direction, too, and they can go through it, which you're going to have to do.
Yeah, money well spent.
Yes.
For sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pump, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Nick, talking Parker Boats. What a great show this
is. Yeah, let's jump back on the phones.
They're packed. If you want to get through, the only line open, we have 1-213 area code 432 1090. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for picking up my line. Hey, Nick, I've got a kind of logistics question for you. When you order your boats from the East Coast, the Parkers, how are they transported? Are the, you know, in detail, are they wrapped so they're protected from the road? And are they on trailers? And when they get over here, do they go directly to your dealership?
Thanks for the question. So the boats come on a boat trailer. We've got a great trucker who's brought out every single boat this year.
So they drive them out single.
He drives us out single. And,
really?
Yeah, there's the other companies that will do it double load. The cost savings, haven't really seen it. So it's single loaded on the trailer. The trucker drives out. He's a great local boy from North Carolina. He's really hooked it up and takes care of the boat.
That's rad.
If his truck breaks down, he never leaves that boat anywhere. And he brings on the trailer straight to our shop, and we unload it at the shop with hydraulic jacks, and I put it on either a new Pacific or a West Coast trailer, whatever the customer wants.
So it comes like on a big flatbed truck?
No, a boat trailer.
No, like on a boat trailer.
On an actual boat trailer.
Yeah. Okay, he has his own boat trailer.
As if you were going to the launch ramp, but you're going to North Carolina.
Exactly.
Wow.
What a trip.
Yeah. And then we unload it at the shop and put it on either blocks or on a yard trailer or the new trailer the customer bought. And then as far as shipping goes, Kevin had messed with shrink wrapping them in the past, and that actually creates more of a hassle on cleanup, and kind of it's just so much gummy leftover stuff when you remove it. And dirt still creeps up in there, so it's actually harder to clean. So we don't shrink wrap them anymore. They just get a full detail when it gets here.
Yeah.
Get a good bath.
Really
good. And now what about the 18? Like you have an 18 in stock you were talking about, and that actually comes with a trailer. Is that going to go on a flatbed, or is that coming out on its own trailer?
He just hooked it up to the hitch and drove that out on its own trailer. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Rad.
Yeah.
Great. All right.
That's cool.
Super.
Yeah, I had a fun text come through. It says, I'm a longtime customer of West Coast. They are the absolute best. I have a 2320 Parker, and I'm trying to shift weight forward to adjust my ride. Can you guys help me with people that have done this in the past? Can I relocate my batteries inside the cabin? Do you have any other recommendations? That's from Ed, looks like from up in Los Angeles.
Another great question, Ed. thanks for that. I love the battery idea. I think you hit the nail on the head there. They come, 2320 comes with two new batteries, and more oftentimes than not, we're adding another house battery, and we can ship those inside the cabin. We can find a location for that, make something out of starboard where we can have that location and shift that weight forward. And that's a great way to get batteries out of the bilge, out of the wet area, sure, and kind of up forward. In the 2320, space is an issue, so you kind of have to be creative about where you put that. Again, it's going to encroach on some other storage location, but that is one way to get weight forward, yes.
You could add some more chain to your anchor.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they come with minimal chain that doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah.
So now on the bigger boat, I just dropped off some chain that we're doing instead of the standard 20 or 30 feet. Now it's, putting 50 feet of chain on there.
Yeah.
Which is much better.
Yeah, much better for your anchoring.
Yeah. That's pretty common that we're doing that.
All right. But, yeah, and will that make the ride better?
It'll make it a little bit better. You can also, we can go down trim tab in discussion.
Yeah.
You can do bigger plates, propellers. Again, they do transom lift on propellers are a big thing.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot you can do with that.
Yeah.
What are some of the favorite modifications, customizations, additions that stick out in your mind that you guys have done over the years? You've done so many boats. From the most tricked out Gucci setups, like what are some of the things that stick out in your mind? It's like, man, we kicked ass on that one. Like,
I think my favorite part about doing these Parkers now is I love viewing with the vendors we use. So they're some of my favorite people. Tony at Fishing Boats Unlimited is like one of my favorite people. I love getting towers built from him, and they come out beautiful every time. And there's just something unique about what he builds, and then rigging it with a second station, all that equipment, just like, for whatever reason, I just love that.
That's so cool.
Same with bait tanks. I love working with like Randy and those guys at Pacific Edge. They're just awesome. They know so much. They've been doing it so much longer than I have, and they bring so much knowledge, and they're just good people.
Yeah. That's cool. And about putting the right pump in and doing the right plumbing and all that stuff.
I don't know the answer to all the questions, but I can certainly ask them because they've seen it.
You're smart enough to take the recommendation of the expert, not just let me tell you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mark Wish may not crawl on the bilge anymore, but he can
tell you the right way to go.
He can tell you the right way to do it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got guys that crawl on the bilge. You just need the good parts.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, is another great text from Bob in Imperial Beach, and he says, I have a Parker 2120 used for diving, big deck and cabin, perfect. Even notch transom helps get me back in the boat. I have an older Hodai 200 horsepower with 560 hours. When I got to your guys in San Diego, went through it, I put 150 trouble-free hours on it and more regular maintenance. Am I dancing with the devil running an older two-stroke?
Yeah, I think he has the HPDI two-stroke.
HPDI, that's what I said.
Is that right? Yeah. And that,
I said Hodai, but
Hodai. I like Hodai.
Yeah. he put old Hodai, but it's HPDI.
HPDI,
yeah.
I believe. And that's a wonderful power plant, super powerful. They're a little picky on fuel, so turn over good fuel. Buy it from a good gas station when you're using it. Use your boat a lot. That helps. And use good two-stroke oil on that motor, and you should be fine.
Okay. It's a two-stroke with a kind of a newer sensor.
Yeah, HPDI is high-pressure direct-injected. We can't buy those in California anymore. That's long, long time.
Oh, really? Does Yamaha still make that?
Not for California.
Yeah.
I don't think they still make that.
Yeah, I don't.
I'd have to check.
Yeah.
But it's old technology.
But it's a good motor.
Super powerful.
Yeah. And you guys still service them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Man, I hate to do, but this is a great text. It might be a little long. Nick, I love fishing the anchor with my 2320. When I can, what are some of the automatic anchor winch options that are available for a boat like mine? And will I have to hand stack the rope? And then also, what is the longest amount of time that I should not run my outboard? And if it's going to be an extended amount of time, what fuel additives do you recommend?
Sure, we'll start with windlasses. We typically order the Parker cabin boats with a windlass, and that's a Lumar windlass, some like the old ProFish 700 series, I believe. They have a free-fall system on that one. Those are what we order them with. Lumar, you can get beefier ones if you want to run larger chain, larger line. Lumar makes a series of windlasses. And then I've seen more and more I don't even know who makes them, but the spool, the big spool.
The Lodestar drum.
Yeah, the drum, big drum windlasses.
Yeah, I know Brandon Hayward has one of those on one of his Parkers.
Personally, I don't have any experience with them.
Yeah.
I've seen them installed at the shop.
They're just ugly on the deck.
Fairly ugly.
I guess they work. But they work, right?
I think they're bad to the bone, though.
Yeah,
I think they're super heavy duty.
Yeah,
pretty neat. And then I think the next part of the question was... running the
outboard. Yeah, like longevity. I think his question is how often, if the motor is sitting, like how often do we really need to go and start it up and flush it and
keep
things lubricated, and also what additives do you like or not like?
Yeah, obviously use your boat as much as you can, but in the storage situation, there are products. There's aftermarket products you can buy at like an O'Reilly's, and then Yamaha has their own ring free and then a fuel additive for storage specifically. And it's typically some kind of ratio of ounce per gallons. And I would definitely recommend adding that into the fuel if it's going to sit for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Yeah. I have a comment about windlasses. Most of them suck. They really do. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a lot of experience.
It's like bait pump.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
But you need to have the right battery power to power that windlass, because they suck the power big time.
Yep.
And spend the money on the right windlass. Don't cheap out on a windlass, because you'll be so sorry.
I've done it.
I've been there. Just don't do it.
Mine on my used boat, the first thing I do is remove the windlass and put a larger, heavier duty one on there.
Yeah.
And it works out really well.
Even the cabling. I mean, like, it takes massive cable to get that amount of power to a windlass and back, and just that cable run is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your batteries are all the way in the back, and your windlass is all the way forward. And I mean, it's like, dude, you know, it's like your ring finger going all the way back there.
Yeah.
Some big wire.
Well, like that one we were talking about that sits on the deck. What's the name of that one?
Lone Star.
The Lone Star.
I mean,
that's the ones they use like in Alaska and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's like they use those big Lone Stars, like the chain on the deck and stuff like that. It's like they're tough.
Yeah.
We installed one, and I will say one thing about those that was really neat is how quiet they are.
Oh, really?
So if you're trying to deploy, and they do have a free fall option on it, and to retrieve is silent.
Wow. What about sucking energy? Are they a lot of power?
Pulling power, yeah.
Yeah.
You just leave your engine on because it's hooked to your engine battery, so you're running your engine.
And also, one thing I learned, trick to learn, too, is put your engine in higher RPM, too.
Sure.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When you're pulling it, and that happens even on my boat, even on field research on the 36. Mm-hmm. I was sucking way too much energy pulling my windows up, and a mechanic said, okay, just put your rev your engines up to go higher RPM and solve the issue.
So,
makes total sense.
Yeah. Yeah, rev your engine up for sure. Hey, another text here from Gary in Fallbrook. He says, to have the perfect boat, you need to own 3 or 4 boats. Isn't that the truth?
He's the next guy.
But my 2320 with a Yamaha 300 is trailerable, safe, fun, and fishes Catalina Clemente to Sejos. I can't imagine a better all-around boat. So how about that?
Love to hear it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Gotta love that.
All right, well, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have some questions. I'm a real novice as far as boat knowledge, and the number's 2320 or 2120. I don't understand what those exactly mean, and I'm also curious about how many boats will be at the Long Beach Show.
Thanks for asking. The 20 at the end of those numbers, 2120, 2320, and on up to 2820, are just their cabin model series. So it's an enclosed cabin. It's got a door, windows all around. The windows at the front of the cabin, they actually can move out so you can get some airflow. The side windows open, again, airflow, and there's a closed door. So that just refers to the cabin models. And then as far as many boats,
there's going to be a lot of boats at Long Beach. I can promise you. At the Bart Hall Long Beach Show, they're going to have a lot of boats. You're going to have how many boats there?
We're going to have... Well, if Kyle doesn't sell them all before we
get there, exactly.
We'll have, I'm hoping, somewhere around 4.
Okay.
A 4 neighborhood. I really want to get one of these 23s in to bring to the show. I wasn't able to have one at the PCS show. It came in a little late. I think that model is one of the best.
So perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have that. And then a couple center consoles, a 21 center console, an 18 center console. Probably a 25-20 the cabin boat.
In today's day and age, is there such a thing as a boat show price? I mean, do you do special incentives?
Not necessarily. One of the reasons is when somebody wants to buy the boat, there's so much conversation during that time that we go through because of all the additions, like one of the best parts about selling to Parker is those additions we get to do. So it's not like some other manufacturer comes in, the boat's on a trailer, and it's ready to go. All the electronics are there, everything's set up, you can drive away that day.
Right.
There's so much setup on that.
Yeah. And so it's hard to just like... You're doing your bait, you're doing your this.
Yeah. It's hard to put a price on that boat up front without knowing what that customer actually wants. So that's kind of the one thing unique about our dealership is we do all that outfitting.
Yeah.
And then we just work with you over a period of time to get exactly what you want.
Yeah, a guy that buys the Parker likely isn't buying the bare boat and then just driving away. He's saying, all right, Nick, now I want that blue water bait tank. I want to have a tower put on top. I want to have a second station. I want an inverter and a microwave. And you guys will do all of that for them, professionally rigged.
Exactly.
And all of that can get worked into the price.
Yes.
So now they're financing everything. They're not having to buy this boat and then come out of pocket for several thousand dollars for this and then that and then this. Like, everything gets worked into one.
Nobody likes surprises. I want to be accurate on what this is going to be. So
I get it.
Yeah.
The advantage of going, of course, to the Bart Hall Show in Long Beach is you're going to see a lot of different boats. You're going to be able to compare boats, talk to Nick and all the people, and compare a lot of boats and see why,
why we have Parkers.
Why you want a Parker. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope there's a lot of boats there. It only just brings more traffic. It's good for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's going to be plenty of boats, and you guys will be there with at least four of them.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Yamaha outboards, too.
Yep.
We haven't even ventured into repower. I mean,
oh my gosh,
you guys do repowers all the time.
All
right?
The time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We probably have a few in the yard at any given time.
Yeah. And you can actually get motors now.
Yep. Motors are easy to get. We got some larger engines in stock now. The 300s, 250s, 150s are coming. And then the smaller engines are pretty darn easy to get right now.
Now, what about when Rick wants to put a 425 on his boat?
That's what I want, baby. I want
figure
that
out how
motor
to make that
bad.
Happen.
Man, I want one of those.
Can you get them?
That's going to be hard to get. They came out with a 450 now too.
Oh,
they bumped
gosh.
That 425 up to a 450. So
wow.
To the 450.
Why not? Yeah, send it.
Those are a little harder to get right now.
Yeah. Because a lot of the big East Coast center console multi-engine boats put those on there, right?
Correct.
We love our 300. I mean, absolutely love it. We ran one to get all of its life out of it, and we're so happy that we replaced it with the exact same thing, which I think is the best testament as to why I love it. With that said, I mean, Neil and I like to having a single motor on our boat. It pushes our boat great. Mm-hmm. It's not a pilot house. We have less weight to deal with. We're really happy with it. And only servicing one motor is a great thing. With that said, a little extra horsepower would be awesome.
So wait a minute. How fast does your boat go?
We're in the low 40s, high 30s.
Now, how much faster do you want to go? You want to go.
A little bit.
I know Neil wants to go faster.
Yeah, little bit. You know, and it's just, but it's just like everything. It's the same reason you put twins on. That motor makes more torque. Our boat is often really heavy. We bring a tremendous amount of ice when we're fishing big ones. You know, hundreds of pounds of ice. There's hundreds of pounds of bait water. And, you know, just like anything else, more isn't just about top end. It's also about torque and the motor not having to work as hard to push it. You know, a 425, you can run that thing at 50% or 3/4 instead of at 75% to 85%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course.
Is it going to be more fuel efficient?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to work less hard, as you said. Uh-huh. Like that 300, when you load that much bait, ice, water, fuel, guys, that thing's working pretty hard on that 25-foot center console.
But again, we're stoked. I mean, we repowered with the same motor for a reason. Like, that motor works so good. It is so efficient. It is so great. It does make such good torque. I mean, it has been a fantastic power plant for us. And, you know, the other thing is that motor is so efficient that, yes, there's bigger horsepower motors out there, but, you know, you have to also figure out, like, how much are you getting benefit because the added weight? You know, I mean, one of those motors weighs 1,000 pounds more, and, like, how much is that extra horsepower just going to
push that
extra... What's
that going to do to your boat?
Yeah, what's it doing to just push the extra weight around?
And it's an expensive motor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not cheap. That's for sure.
So a difference between a 300 and a 425 is 1,000 pounds?
Not the difference. The 425 is about 1,000 pounds in weight. That 300 weighs 560.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't mean it was double.
It's almost double.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So what's that going to do to a 25? Is it's going to ride a little lower in the back?
Well, you got to keep in mind that boat commonly gets twin 200s or twin 250s.
That's true, yeah.
Like, I mean,
how much of those?
We have a pilot house hull that just doesn't have a pilot house on it.
Yeah.
You know, so the boat is all day long.
They can take it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a Parker.
That's the amazing thing about the Parker.
It's a Parker.
Yeah. So if you want to talk about repowering your boat, putting a new engine on it, just
give us a call. Please do. And happy to do it.
And get that on.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. I can't believe 2 hours has already gone by.
Fast.
Hey, when we come back, more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
I'm Bart Hall with a different kind of commercial. Yes, I'm going to talk about the Bart Hall Show March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's called the granddaddy of them all for a reason. But in 1946, when my parents, Fred and Lois Hall, decided to produce an outdoor recreation event, there were no guidelines. So they just started celebrating what they loved, and that continues to this day. We produce these shows because we share the passion for outdoor recreation that everyone that comes to our event shares with us. People that come to our shows are good people, and the world needs more of them. Yes, we have tons of boats, the best fishing tackle, great deals at exotic hunting and fishing destinations. But the most important thing is that we will provide a full day of outdoor recreation family fun. Make new family memories March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com.
That's hallshows.com. Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. This is Doug Kern. Our Day at the Docks booth, in the shop and out in the parking lot, will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you select the perfect Shimano setup. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals on Shimano.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For nice jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
There are plenty of boat clubs and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses, whether it's a caller or texter. Nick's going to do us the honor of flipping the coin.
Flip it up, Nick.
All right, today we have a texter.
Texter.
Congratulations, Devo and Dana Point. You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas coming your way. A gift certificate good for any pair you want, up to $300.
Yeah, you can come to Day at the Docks next Sunday.
Great call.
Go see Bob, who's going to be on the show next Saturday, and go try different pairs on and then send your certificate and pick the right one.
That's the move.
Yeah, that'd be good. Nick, how do we find you?
This was awesome.
Really great.
Yeah,
show.
I'll be
so
at the
good.
Shop.
WestCoastMarine.com. Instagram is WestCoastParker. Follow us there. You can see kind of the new boats coming in.
Yeah.
And then call our phone line. Find us on the internet.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
And you guys are easy to find. Tell us where you are.
Easy to find. We're where the 55 meets Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach. Right on the right-hand side before Hogan.
Can't miss it, right?
Can't miss it.
Yeah,
got a bunch of Parkers in front.
You put it in there, and it's super easy from San Diego, from L.A., from Orange County.
Yep.
And you do service, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, Nick, you were the right guy to carry this on.
Yeah,
like, I just,
for
you know,
sure.
We miss Kevin, and you were the right guy to take things over.
Yeah,
really.
Thanks, buddy.
It.
Congratulations.
Awesome. You did great. Yeah,
yeah.
This is awesome.
We're really excited for continue to go forward with Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, and West Coast Marine. You're going to do a great job.
Thank you.
For sure. Hey, thank you for listening. Thanks to JP for manning the phones today, as well as running the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday right here in the World Headquarters with Bob Hoos from Costa Sunglasses. That's going to be a fun time with Bob next Saturday. And then next Sunday, yeah, a very rare live broadcast for Day Let's Talk Hookup. Day at the Docks next Sunday. We'll be there with Captain Bill Wilkerson and a lot more, too. A lot of guys coming up for Day at the Docks. That's next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and Let's Talk Hookup app.